Hello and welcome to the San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell. I'm a realtor with RE/MAX today in downtown San Carlos. Today is Monday, March 3rd. Appreciate everyone logging on. This is the spring preview for San Carlos real estate. And today we're going to look at three things. Number one is we're going to get kind of a status update of our current market. And number two, we're going to look at some of the common pitfalls that people are experiencing in today's San Carlos market. And finally, we're going to take a look at maybe where our market is heading and some projections as we kind of head to the latter part of spring and into summer. So let's start off with a current market update. And if you look at all the active listings for single family residences in San Carlos right now, you'll notice that we have 48 active properties. Last week we were as high as 51 and dropped down a few more. This is a little bit better than we were doing in early January when we only had 35 on, so we've increased a little. But nonetheless, for, you know, obviously into the spring month now here of March, you would expect that number would be considerably higher. Last year this time we were floating around the mid to late 50s, and here we're down to 48. I know a few more things will be coming on this week, but my guess is a few of them that are currently on will be taken up the market as well. So looking at that seasonably, it's pretty fair to say that we have a little bit lower inventory than we're used to having. I think this is due to two factors. Number one is people are still a little unsure of the market, even though San Carlos has done so well. But the other factor is that the demand is so high for San Carlos right now that everything that's decent that comes on that's well priced is being taken off in usually under 10 days. And obviously it's difficult to keep inventory with that sort of stuff going on. And let's take a little bit of closer look to the areas of San Carlos that are doing extremely well right now. Howard Park and White Oaks still seem to be leading the pack. For those of you that don't know where Howard Park is, Howard Park would be described as the area that is south of San Carlos Avenue, east of Alameda, west of El Camino, and north of Britton. And White Oaks would be, or El Sereno as it's known to realtors, would be considered south of Britton, east of Alameda and west of El Camino, north of Eaton Avenue along the border there of Redwood City. So the Flatlands area, and I've said it many times, and for the most part, San Carlos is odd in the sense that it's one of the only towns that I know of where it is really a little bit more expensive to live in the Flatlands than it is over the hills. And obviously San Carlos has a few other things going for that have been mentioned time and time again on the blog. Number one is sort of city central there with Burton Park. People like the ability to walk to Burton Park, and especially if you're looking at the demographics of the people moving in, a lot of people obviously with kids. People also like the ability to walk to downtown Laurel, and those two areas are easily accessible from either Howard Park or White Oaks. Some of the other areas in the hills, again, doing well as long as the properties are priced appropriately. And if you look at the 48 active properties that we have, at least half are pretty stale properties. They've been on a very long time, and in almost all of those instances, you know, you might have a situation where the property has a defect of one sort or another, or the price is simply too high. That's when it all comes down to it. That's what real estate's about, and since it's a little deceiving to say that we have 48 properties in the market when some of those have been there an awfully long time, and the new stuff, again, if it's decent and priced well, it's going immediately. So taking a look at some of the properties in these areas that have come on and then essentially left the market quickly. You looked at earlier in the podcast, or a prior podcast, we looked at the two on Birch, Arroyo, Cordilleras, recently on Hilltop, Eucalyptus. All of these homes kind of hitting that 900 to 125 range, and obviously with the one exception there on Birch that was considerably higher. Another one on Bay Tree. All these homes that are on priced correctly have gone almost instantly. And it's a good example of kind of the market that we're in, and it kind of brings me to the second point, and that is an examination of some of the pitfalls that people are facing in our market. And number one is, let's just assume that for the purposes of this conversation, that we're looking at a new property that's coming on in spring, and let's also assume it's between kind of that target zone for San Carlos, which is essentially 850 through about 1.3. And let's also assume that the property is priced somewhat conservatively in order to, which is the correct thing to do in my estimation if you're an agent right now. And let's just say that the property is gaining considerable interest and you have, will be a multiple offer situation. And a lot of buyers are being left out in the cold, and I'll tell you why. In a multiple offer situation, number one, they're still hesitant given the recent mortgage news that's come down in the last now 8 months regarding what's going on with nationwide. And I think the biggest mistake people make is it's a concern, but what San Carlos and some of the other Bay Area, specifically the Mid-Peninsula towns, have proven in the certain niche areas will kind of buck those trends. Let's say they're not susceptible or won't be indirectly affected, but they're not on a level playing field with Fresno and Stockton and some of the others. So number one is they're hampered by the psychological effect of what has happened in the nationwide mortgage market. Number two is, and this is where people make the biggest mistake, in my estimation, in a multiple bid situation, they assume that the list price is the fair market value. And that's a mistake. You can, so therefore, bidding in front of the list price or slightly behind it, whatever the case may be, the list price is something that an agent usually gives a best estimate of the fair market value sometimes, and in this market, they're pricing a little conservatively. So it's really important that you and your agent come up with your own independent value, especially in a multiple bid situation. And the price that the property is being offered at should be nothing more than a data point. Sometimes the numbers will line up and you'll see it might be worth considerably more. And sometimes, upon a market analysis, you might be seeing that, it's worth considerably less. So sometimes people are in shock that, gosh, the property went $100,000 over the list price. Well, it's shocking only in the sense that you're assuming that the list price was correct to begin with. And that's not the case sometimes. And that's where people have a difficult time in multiple offer situations. You need to come up with your own independent number of what makes sense and what your own analysis is for the fair market value of that property. Your realtor should be instrumental in helping you arrive at that number. And sometimes you arrive at a number independently of what you feel the property is worth. And that's where it's important for the client to say, hey, if we miss on this property, I'm happy to pay what we believe is the fair market value. If we miss, I'm okay with it. Or, hey, I understand we've come up with our own analysis of the fair market value, but, boy, I really don't want to lose this property. We're going to be in for 10 years, so if I happen to overpay by $20,000 over the next 10 years, it's probably going to work out to be a negligible amount, not to mention the tax write-off I'm going to miss while we're looking for the next 4 months. Then that's okay. Then you set your multiple offer price. But again, that is where most people, they take the list price as the fair market value, when in reality, it may be anything but that. So that would be pitfall number one to avoid when looking to buy a property this spring. The second pitfall that I would kind of look out for this spring is for some of those properties, kind of go to the other end of the spectrum for a second. Let's look at those properties that have been sitting on the market for maybe at least 3 months, and there are some in San Carlos that have been sitting on a lot longer than that. And if you find one of those properties appealing, don't be afraid to submit an offer that is substantially below asking. And sometimes you get a realtor that'll try and dissuade you from doing so, saying it's just an exercise in futility and whatnot. It's the realtor's job to submit the offer regardless. Now, obviously, on a property that's at $1.5 million, you're not going to submit an offer for $800,000. But a property that's $1.5 million and you have an offer of 1.2, and maybe you can submit it and get a counter. But don't feel that any offer, especially even though it's San Carlos, is too low, especially for those properties that have been sitting so long. We have some that have been sitting what seems like forever. And they're sitting forever because of a reason. Number one is the price is too high. So for you to go substantially below or maybe within 20% of the list price is not out of the ballpark. And if your realtor is refusing to write it or telling you that you're wasting your time, it might be time to look for a new realtor at that time. You hit on enough of those and you underbid enough of them, sooner or later, you may get a decent counter at one, and you may get someone just to out and out sign it. So don't be afraid to do that. Even though San Carlos is a hot market, there are properties that have been sitting, and you should not be afraid to substantially underbid those properties. And the final pitfall I would kind of warn prospective buyers about is, and I've had a few in the past, and some I'm working with right now that are looking absolutely for that perfect house in San Carlos, which is great. That's what everybody should do. Just be aware that when that perfect property does come up, and if you're looking for anything that's somewhat mainstream San Carlos, there's going to be seven other people that see the exact same thing. And it's not going to be a situation where you go in and again, kind of reverting back to the list price and just by the sheer demand of what's going on right now, it's, you know, you have to kind of position yourself and set your expectations accordingly. I kind of always think that San Carlos, at least right now, has a 24-hour surveillance dome over it. Anytime a property goes up for sale, 25 people seem to know about it immediately, and in a lot of cases they know about it even before it goes on the market. So especially if your criteria for San Carlos properties is kind of the hot zone right now in terms of the price point and where it's located in the city, you can expect that you will not be the only one looking at that property, and you will probably run into substantial competition to get it. And kind of leads into our third topic, and that is, where is the San Carlos market going? Until the supply can meet the demand, it's probably going to be pretty steady for the foreseeable future. So March is kind of the beginning of our spring market, and everybody's cards are kind of all on the table by, you know, midway through April. And we're only at 48 properties right now in March, and I know for a fact some of those are going to be taken off the market soon, but again, more will be coming on. You got to kind of understand that probably our inventory for the spring is probably going to be fairly low. And a few years ago, we had kind of a delayed spring market when we had heavy rains in 2005, and that really hasn't been the case this year. We've had an okay February, and certainly March looks good here for the first few weekends. So any thought of a delayed spring market is probably kind of out the window at this point. And like I said, you're going to see everything that's there, the majority of it, between March and April. So just kind of keep that under your hat when you're evaluating properties. It's going to be, for those that are looking to move into San Carlos, a little tough. You're probably going to, you know, pay a premium. And for sellers, as long as they are doing the right things with selling their property, and there's been numerous entries on the blog about this, price points, and really get the evaluation correct and their list price correct, should have no problem moving that particular property. I've had several of you email me with direct questions regarding your own property. I'm always happy to handle those questions. And somebody also asked me if I'd be open to suggestions for blog topics. And of course, that is the whole point of the blog. So if you have a suggestion for a related talk, I'm happy to do so. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody next week. Take care.